The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sally Reese here again from Natural Nosh. And today I've got a guest in the studio. Her name is Sandrine. And she's from La Belle France. Welcome, Sandrine.
Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, and the reason why Sandrine is here, she told me that she had eaten a raw diet for a month and a half, only a short while ago, so I thought it'd be interesting to chat to someone who's had that experience. So, Sandrine... why did you try eating a raw diet?
Well, I broke my leg. Mm. So basically I fell off and I had a broken bone, so I was kind of condemned to be on the couch.
Right.
And I live on my own every second week, which means that basically it was very difficult for me to walk around the house and cook and do stuff.
Mm.
So the first reason was basically was kind of made to just have salads and fruit and whatever didn't need cooking.
Mm.
And then I was very bored and I kind of, wanted something to keep my mind busy. So I thought, oh, that's weird, because after a couple of days of eating like this, my mind was really clear. Usually I've got a bit of a brain fog.
Mm.
That must be my age, towards 50. And a couple of days of just eating apples and salad and nuts and olives and and boiled eggs or raw eggs and smoothies, my head was like really clear and I was full of energy. So I was like, oh, that's weird. That's really awkward. Mm-hmm. So I started to do some research, and a friend, I talked to a friend, she said, oh, but you don't know about the raw diet. I said, no, I don't know about the raw diet.
Mm.
And she put me onto that website from a lady called, Irène Grosjean. She's a raw diet specialist in France. She passed away now at the age of 98.
Mm.
And so I did some research, and all of a sudden I had something to keep me busy, and I discovered a whole new world, really, that there was. So I kept it going as long as I had a cast on, as long as I couldn't really stand.
Mm. It would be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I felt really good.
Mm.
I felt amazing for a month and a half. Level of energy, clear mind. Didn't need half as much sleep.
Right, yes.
Didn't feel tired. Mm. Didn't have those, moments during the day where I'd crash down. And so, yeah.
Well, sometimes, drink a coffee to keep you going at 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
yes,
but same, mm. no, same coffee. I cut it down because on the website it said that coffee is actually not that good.
Mm.
I mean, depending on what you want to keep doing, but I didn't need the coffee.
No.
I didn't need that boost at all.
Mm.
It was just,
Yeah.
Mm.
I think why people crave coffee during the day, all hours of the day, is because it's a call from their body to get more nutrients.
Yeah, it's just that kick of energy.
Mm.
But if you've got what you need in the system, you don't need it.
No, you're not. Your energy's not failing.
No.
No.
No. So, definitely. Mm. And the brain fog, definitely gone.
Right.
Completely gone.
Right. Well, that's great. Has it come back?
I eat differently now, so I'm not 100% on a raw diet. In summer, I'm probably 70.
Mm.
But I definitely don't have much gluten. I have less. I do eat meat and fish, but in really small quantities.
Mm.
So I have reintroduced everything because I just love my food.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
But really small quantities. So the brain fog and far less coffee, just have one cup in the morning, basically, and turn to one cup of tea in the afternoon. Brain fog comes back when I have more caffeine.
Yeah.
And if I have more starchy food, if I have
starchy carbohydrates.
If I have too much of these, I don't if I eat bread, I'm just going to have like 30 grams just for the pleasure.
Yes.
Meat is going to be 100 grams, but yeah, not a big, you know.
Mm.
So with that, I find that the brain fog is managed.
Mm.
My focus is much better.
Yeah.
And lots of, I still do lots of smoothies.
Mm. So you mentioned before that you're a bit low in iron. Was it just after you started the raw diet?
I don't know. Right. I had a condition, I had a small surgery, so it probably came from there.
Mm.
But I don't know if it was a consequence of it or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't juice because I didn't have the proper machine, so I didn't juice. I know on a proper, I mean, you know more than me, on a proper raw diet food, the juicing is really important with the greens.
Yes.
I didn't have that. Mm. I just ate my favorite food, basically.
Right. Yeah, so one of the main ingredients, I suppose, of the raw diet is the green food, I'd say, and you get those by smoothies and juices, but also in like green salads, and you can use green leaves for roll-ups and wraps and all of that.
Yeah.
So usually get plenty of greens if you're doing it seriously.
Yeah.
So that should help your iron. As we know, spinach and lots of greens, they have a lot of iron, so that should help your iron levels. But
sprouts,
yeah,
maybe.
Yes.
I did a lot of sprouting, and that was it's good because it's satisfying.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you don't feel hungry.
No,
they're high protein, so that's probably part of it. And so easy, aren't they?
Which ones are the highest in protein?
Well, basically all sprouts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, because they're like, they contain everything in the seed for the whole plant. So, yeah, very high in protein.
Yeah.
And by sprouting them, you bring them to life, really.
Yeah. So I love that. I still sprout.
That's why the growth is so fast.
Mm.
Yeah, you can do them. They're really good. If you're travelling, you can do them. If you've got a sprout bag, you just hang it in the shower and rinse twice a day or something like that. And it's easy when you're travelling.
But
at home, I just use a preserving jar.
Yeah,
they're cheap and they're, you know, good quality food. Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
They're very cheap, and all you need is a jar and a coffee coffee filter.
Yeah.
And a rubber band.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Mm. So what was the main thing that you had when you were doing
I made big salads.
Mm.
Any type of, I love raw veggies because I'm lazy, so I never really, I love food, but I don't really enjoy spending hours cooking.
Right.
So any raw veggies I could find.
Yeah.
Anything raw with lots of nuts, any sort of nuts and olives and avocado.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's my favorite food, so it was easy.
Yeah.
And sprouts.
Yes, beautiful.
So basically that was it. And smoothies with, I would buy almond milk. And I would make like fruit smoothies with greens inside, and I would put like sprouted chia seeds and raw eggs.
All right. Yes. Yeah.
In the smoothie.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One raw egg.
And some like powders or what do you call them? Those super foods or boosters. You know, like maca and you can get hemp powder and all of those things.
Yeah, I had hemp powder.
Yeah.
I put them in a smoothie. What else? It was, and loads
berries,
of fruit.
Lots of berries. And
lots of fruit.
Yeah, it's easy in the summer.
In summer it's easier.
Mm.
In winter it's a tiny bit more challenging to be, I think, more on a raw diet, but you still can.
Yeah, I've resigned myself to buying frozen fruit in the winter because, you know, we don't get so much variety.
Yeah.
And it's, fruit's really important.
But frozen fruit is still okay. I mean, frozen veggies as well.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Frozen vegetables are par cooked.
Are they?
Yeah. Mm. Just blanch quickly.
Yeah.
So there's still something in them. Yeah, I've bought frozen veggies before.
Yeah.
So how come you stopped eating raw?
It took me a while. It took me a while. My children, that was too much for them.
Were they doing it with you?
Not really. The week they came, they would you know, make pasta or stuff. It's just too much for them. A tiny bit the cost, because I just don't have the time to grow my own veggies. And I love, I kind of miss the food, but I don't think you can go like cold turkey on a diet like this. It's too hard on your mind.
Right.
So I think if you... I know some people do, but I can't do that. I love my food too much. But if you do mostly, you know...
Just start out by making little changes.
Yeah.
I do know someone who went cold turkey the next day, completely raw. But she came from a particular background where, you know, they were her parents, I suppose, were very hard on her and everything had to be perfect and, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she went cold turkey. And I think it's too hard on your body, especially depending on what you eat beforehand. If you're eating junk food and a lot of bought food and packaged food, it's very hard on your body because you get the dumping of the toxins and you just feel like crap for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But if you're eating a pretty healthy diet and then introduce some raw food, it's not so bad.
Yeah. And I think you don't have to do it 100%. You can still have your cooked, you know, add some grains and it's always more nutrients than... But one thing is sure, that apart from cheese, I do not buy any more manufactured.
All right.
Food.
Yeah.
It's completely gone from my pantry. My budget's dropped.
It does change the way you eat. When you finish, you know, if you're coming off a raw diet, do it slowly again. But it does change what you eat. You just can't eat, I find. You can't eat bad food.
No.
Can you?
No.
All that more packaged stuff in the supermarket. No. You just can't eat it.
No.
Yeah.
And even starchy food, I do eat it now, just because as well the children love it, and you know, I balance. I just put maybe one third of it in the plate, but it's not really the main thing on my diet.
No,
I don't buy, like, it's always like brown rice now, or if there's anything, it's gonna be, you know, buckwheat,
whole food,
whole food,
I do have trouble with bread, because I make my own wholemeal bread, and of course I eat it every day when it's there. But, and I do, it does change the way I feel. Yeah.
When you have bread, you feel less...
Just less energetic and just full. And I'm sure it affects my mind as well. It doesn't work so well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anything. I'm the same. So if I decide to have bread, usually it's just going to be like 30 grams or...
Definitely. Just
I prefer to limit. Put nuts.
Nuts, if you buy nuts from a supermarket, you're usually sitting there going rancid, because nuts should be kept in the fridge.
Oh, really?
Because they're varying amounts of oil, like walnuts are fairly high in oil, macadamia nuts definitely, and they just go rancid sitting on a supermarket shelf. So better to keep them in the fridge. I buy bulk nuts from Trent's, which is a cash and carry place here.
Oh, okay.
And they probably come from China, and they're just sitting on the shelf there. So, you know, you can definitely taste the difference when you buy when you crack your own walnuts and totally different.
I didn't know that place. Where's that place?
It's in Parkes Road, but you have to have a... We don't have to have a business account, but you can go as a casual customer for about, as long as you buy something every 3 months, and then you can say that you're making food for your staff or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But they like people to be business owners, but
But yeah, but even cost-wise, I find now I go to, when I do my groceries, I do it completely differently.
Mm.
So first I go to Richmond and I pack up with fruit and veggies,
mm-hmm.
and then I just add stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically at the supermarket, I don't actually buy a lot there anymore.
No.
Just the basics.
Yeah, it's a very quick visit, isn't it? You just go around the outside and then out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything is worked around the fruit and veggies I've got.
Yeah.
And my budget is like dropped.
Right.
Doing like this.
Well, what you spend has dropped.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, yeah, of course, yeah.
Mm. Because instead of thinking, if you work around your fruit and veggies, let's say you spend for three or four people, let's say $100 on fruit and veggies, all you need to add are, you know, your nuts, your olives, your bit of meat and fish.
Mm. Maybe some sprouted grains.
Sprout growing as well. Yes. And
sprouted grains, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like sprouted buckwheat, although it's not a real grain, but sprouted wheat and make a salad with that. And
yeah, definitely.
Mm. You can sprout rice even.
Oh, really?
Mm. Mm.
So what nutrients do you get?
Brown rice would be vitamins.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's quite good. You make a salad with sprouted rice.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, just do it like ordinary sprouts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't realise that. But,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And juicing, I would love to, but I think you have to. Summer is okay for juicing.
Mm.
Winter's a bit more complicated.
Mm. I find depends on what you make. You can add things like chilli to your juice or ginger, of course, is great. Yeah. Turmeric, and that warms you up from the inside.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, sometimes, you know, it's cold outside and you don't really feel like a juice.
Yeah, I remember that lady, Irene Grosjean, she had that drink for breakfast made out of cashew nuts and dates.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. So it would be like a hot drink, you know, just to replace that.
Yes.
So I find that replacing my morning coffee with a glass of kombucha works.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm. Definitely.
It's great for your gut too and your brain.
Oh, kombucha. Yeah, and I started making kombucha.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I have it on the go all the time. So talking about that lady that makes cashew milk in the morning, it's best not to heat it over 42 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
Otherwise, all the goodness is killed, like the enzymes.
Oh, okay.
Enzymes die if you heat, same with all the fruit and vegetables and everything, they're killed when you heat them over 42 degrees.
Oh.
So the valuable part about eating raw is the enzymes.
So if you, one question I always wonder, if you just slightly steam your veggies, does it work as good as raw?
I'd have to do it and measure it with a temperature probe, you know. Possibly it does get to over 42 degrees. But, you know, that's just a bit higher than blood temperature. It's not that, it's not cold by any means. But I'm not sure. I'd have to do an experiment.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Like, I don't expect people to eat 100% raw because I don't myself, you know, I balance it with, like, my plate might have some steamed broccoli and some fish tomatoes or cucumber or what did I have last night? Oh, poached eggs on some steamed broccoli and some steamed cabbage, and it's kind of half.
Yeah.
It's all cooked, but it's lightly cooked. And you can put seeds on it and, you can put some chilli in it or whatever. So sometimes my plate has mostly raw, sometimes it's half raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, raw, and some cooked, I think. That's quite okay, really.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah.
Satisfy the mind.
Yeah. Because the colours are so much more vivid too if they're not overcooked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the way that your plate looks makes such a big difference.
Yeah, it does.
It has to, yeah.
Yeah. So, I must ask you, what was your favourite raw meal when you were doing raw food?
Oh, my favourite, I would make like a parsley pesto.
Mmm, yum.
And then I would make like a light coconut yogurt sauce with curry powder, olive oil, and salt and pepper, and raw veggies cut.
Yeah.
With a bit of nuts and olives, and I would just dip my veggies in those two sauces.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was so satisfying, yeah. High in calorie, but...
Yeah, well, you can make some fabulous sauces with loads of vegetables in the blender and a few nuts and, yeah. Just different every time.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Mm. So what did you do with the pesto? You just...
So I'd put like a whole bunch of parsley, lots of olive oil, cashew nuts, because they're more, a bit of garlic, but not so much, and just whiz it.
Mm. Yeah, and then what did you do with it? Just
dip my raw carrots, just as a dip, that was a full meal.
Mm.
Or, you know, raw mushrooms or whatever.
Yeah.
And, eat it like this. Right. Really. Or sometimes once I would buy, you can buy raw zucchini spaghetti at the supermarket.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So make like spaghetti with a parsley pesto.
Mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up.
Lovely. Oh, my mouth's watering.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no more time, unfortunately. But, yeah, thanks for that. It's really, really interesting to hear someone else's experience on eating raw food and how they do it and how it affects them.
You're welcome.
Yeah, go for it. Great. Thanks very much. So you've been listening to Sandrine talking about her experience eating raw food for 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Due to breaking a leg and not being able to move around the kitchen so much. So good opportunity, really, to learn about something different. And during COVID, was it?
No.
Oh, before COVID.
Yeah. Another lockdown on my own.
All right. Yeah. So this is Sally Reese here on Fresh FM with another episode in Healthy Option.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.